Blog Talk Radio.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better,
when
do it right.
That
don't be worried about some fool days. Don't be worried about some fool days. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher. And today is Monday, March the 16th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we're talking about one of the keys to success. In fact, this is probably, arguably, the most important key to success. That is the state of being persistent or persisting. Today, we're talking about persistence. Persistence is an interesting word because persistence is basically two words, persist and tense. So it is tense, which is a mental disposition, and persist, which is maintaining a steady effort. So it is the tense of maintaining steady effort. It is steady effort that is intense, per tense. Per tense is so profound because if you are per tense, if you are always persistent in the direction of a worthy goal, and you never quit, that means that you can never be labeled a failure. You may not be a winner, but you're not a failure. You can't fail unless you quit. You can't quit unless you stop being persistent. I love a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King, a quote about persistence. Dr. Martin Luther King said, "If you can't fly, you can run. If you can't run, you can walk. If you can't walk, you can crawl. But no matter what, you keep moving forward." That's persistence. Persistence, my brother. Persistence, my sister, especially in the area of business, is the ability to continue to move forward, to always be moving forward. That is persistence. Persistence is the underlying understanding that some way, somehow, some method, I am going to move forward. Persistence. Persistence is so profound, it is so important, that it is the master key. Persistence is a sustained effort over time. Persistence is sustained. That means that it's non-ceasing. It doesn't stop. The reason that most people fail is that they stop. Did you just decide that, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore? Persistence doesn't allow you to do that. Persistence is the ability to maintain constant effort. Persistence is the act or the fact of persisting. So persistence is the mental disposition of being persistent. So persistence is persistent. So persistent is persisting in spite of opposition. Let me say it again. The word persistence is persisting in spite of opposition. That second part, in spite of opposition, is very important because you're going to get opposition. The scripture tells us to count it all joy when we fall into various trials and temptations. So persistence is moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward, not staying the same, not falling back, moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward despite opposition. Let me say that again. Moving forward. What direction are you moving? That's persistent. See, a lot of people are moving and they think that, okay, I'm in it to win it. That's not true. You're moving, but you're moving backwards. Persistence is moving forward despite opposition. So is your opposition overpowering you? Then you're not moving forward. You don't have persistence. Persistence, find a way to move forward. Persistence is moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward despite opposition. Now, I got to make sure that I drill that home because that's the message, opposition. Opposition, brothers and sisters, is going to come in any endeavor, whether it's relationships, whether it's business, whether you're trying to find some truth or some esoteric knowledge. The cosmogony toward the enemy is going to provide opposition. So if you don't understand that, then you're going to wane. You're going to fall back. You're going to stop. You're going to cease to continue to move forward. So persistence is moving forward despite opposition. Moving forward despite. It doesn't matter. I'm going to dispute it. I'm not going to recognize it. I'm going to continue to move forward. Moving forward despite opposition. And this opposition comes up and we're not expecting it, so we start moving forward. See, if you understand that opposition might show up, you prepare for the opposition. You don't want it. You didn't order it. But in the event it does show up, you already made up your mind. So you're not going to vacillate. You're not going to sit down. You're not going to stop. You're not going to say, I don't know if I should do this or not. You already know that there's a possibility that opposition may show up. So persistence is the sustained effort that is necessary to induce the goal or the end result. Persistence. Persistence is the secret to success because persistence allows you to move forward. See, persistence is time. Persistence, my brothers and sisters, whenever there is a lack of persistence in any area, the result is failure. Let me say that again. Whenever there is a lack of persistence, there is poverty consciousness. See, persistence allows you to override poverty, which is the absence of something needed, because persistence means that I'm going to move forward until I get what is needed. Persistence. Persistence, again, is success. Your effort can be sporadic. It can be an occasional. That's not persistence. Persistence means that it is a constant effort in the pursuit of a worthwhile goal. Persistence. Persistence does not mean sporadic. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's not persistence. Many people mistakenly believe that, okay, because I do it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm persistent. That's not correct. Persistence means that you move forward despite opposition. Persistence means that it is continual. There is no lack. It is lasting. It is enduring. It is tenacious. Persistent. Persistence is persist, means that you persist. Now, the word persist means to continue steadfastly in the mental disposition, in the state of your purpose or your course of action, despite opposition. That is persistence. Persistence means I am going to move forward. I am going to persist. Per means to permanently. Sist means to stand. I am going to permanently stand. Persist, permanently stand. Persist, permanently stand. Persist, permanently stand. And that means I'm going to permanently continue. It means I'm going to permanently insist. Persistence. That means I'm going to permanently turn. That means I'm going to permanently bloom, persist. That means I'm going to permanently continue. I'm going to permanently be steadfast. I'm going to be permanent. I'm going to permanently be obstinate. Persist. Persist, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to mean that you are going to come to a stand. It means to cause one to stand. Persist means to thoroughly or to come, to abide, to continually. Assist means assistant. It means to cause to stand. You're going to permanently cause yourself to stand. Persistent. So if you're in business, that is a great attribute to have because you're going to permanently stand. You're not going to waver. No matter how hard things get, you're going to always stand. Persist. Persist, my brothers and sisters, gives you the ability to overcome your mental inertia. Persist. Persist gives you the ability to overcome, override, writer's block because you wait it out. It's there. You acknowledge it. Okay, no problem. I'm going to persist. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to, you know what, eventually you got to go. You're going to leave before I do. Persist. Persist says I ain't going nowhere. Persist. Persist means that you're in it to win it. Persist. Persist means that you're going to climb over all obstacles. Persist. Persist is the ability to understand that despite what may come or what may not come, I am going to cause myself to maintain this mental disposition. So persistence, my brothers and sisters, has to do with never, ever, ever, ever giving in to the urge to quit. Persist. That ability to persist, my brothers, is the ability to always find good, to find worth, to find value in what you are doing. You're always moving forward. Persist, my brothers and sisters. In order to be persistent requires a state of mind. Persistence is a mental disposition. It is a mental disposition that says, I am, I will, I cannot, and I will not cease. I am always moving forward. Persistence is a mental disposition that is the result of purpose. Now, this is a big one. People that are not persistent, they don't have clarity of purpose. Where purpose is not known, persistence does not exist. Purpose is the foundation of persistence. No purpose, no persistence. Purpose gives you persistence. Purpose is the definition of persistence. Purpose allows you to stand upon. Purpose is the thing that you're standing upon. So purpose is persist. Persistence is the continual, steadfast, firm mental disposition or state that is the result of purpose. So purpose gives you, the ability to be persistent, which gives the ability to take action. Purpose. Without a strong desire, there is no such thing as purpose. There is no such thing as persistence. So this, again, desire comes from your intention. Your intention comes from the Father. Or should. It can come from a lot of places, but it should come from the Father. That means you got a pure intent. And if you have this pure intention, that means that you have contentment. Because the word contentment is calm intent. Persistent. Are consistent. So that one word, my brother, content. Contentment means that you're not needing outside assistance. That means that you're relying on Yahushua and you're relying on the Father to lead you and guide you in the all truth. Persistence. Persistence is, again, the belief in your ability to carry out a task. Persistent. Persistent, my brothers and sisters, mean that you are totally gung-ho, that you're totally sold out on your ability, again, to stand, having done all, to stand in the fight of all opposition. So persistence is the result of, again, purpose. Persistence is the result, again, of intention. Persistence is the result, again, of contentment. Persistence is also the result of what I call organized planning. The more you plan something, the more you are empowered to accomplish something. So this organized planning, again, is a part of what we call persistence. So now if you can wrap your brain around this, you can understand that persistence has many ingredients. And so in order for you to be persistent, it requires you to have the elements of persistence. And again, those elements of persistence that we've discussed so far is, number one, you got to have purpose. Number one, and number two, you got to have intention. You got to have a reason for that purpose. Not only do you got to have what, you got to have why. Number three, you got to have contentment. Contentment simply means not needing outside assistance. That you have this wrapped up. It's in the bag. Persistence. Number four we talked about was organized planning. You got to be organized to be persistent. Number five, you got to have specialized knowledge or skills. You got to know your purpose. You got to be the master of your ship. So number five, you need to have specialized knowledge. Because everybody got knowledge, but if your knowledge is specialized, if only you are able to fulfill, explain, illuminate, and simplify, that, again, allows you to be persistent. So your power to be persistent comes from organized planning, comes from being content, comes from having intention, and comes from having a definite chief aim, or what I call diakonia. Diakonia is a Greek word that means service or ministry. So your purpose is your diakonia. Your purpose is your diakonia. It doesn't give you your diakonia. It is it. That's your purpose. Let's see. So we talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number six. What is purpose? What gives you this persistence? What purpose gives you this persistence? The persistence has the ingredients of these seven things. Number one, purpose. Number two, intention. Number three, contentment. Number four, planning, organized planning. Number five, specialized knowledge. Number six, cooperation, community. Persistence gives you cooperation. Cooperation allows you to be persistent. If you're not cooperative, if you don't work with people, if you don't cooperate, if you're not a part of a team, if you're a lone ranger, you don't want to get along, you know, you're always creating problems and you a lot of drama. You create stress and nobody want to hang out with you because of all the drama that you bring. There's not going to be a lot of cooperation. People like to work with people that are peaceful, that are loving, that are kind, that are gentle. People like to work with those type of people. That allows you to be persistent. And number seven, the last but not least, persistence, again, is the habit of concentrating one's thoughts. That's called focus. Focus, my brothers, focus, my sisters, allows one to be persistent. So in order for you to be persistent, you need those seven keys, these seven keys, these seven things that we just discussed. If you have those seven things, you will be persistent. You will be able to thoroughly stand. It causes you to stand. You're not leaving. You are persistent. You are in it to win it. Persistence. So those seven things. Number one, you need purpose to be persistent. Number two, you need intention to be persistent. Number three, you need contentment. You do not need, you must be self-contained. You do not need outside assistance to be, again, persistent. Number four, you need organized plans and organized planning to be persistent. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be able to look at your plan and see, okay, I'm organized. I got a plan. Let's go. Number six, you need specialized knowledge. That's number five. You need specialized knowledge. You got to know your purpose. It's one thing to somebody give you a purpose. Okay, I'm a teacher. That's great. Teaching what? I got to have knowledge. I got to know what I'm teaching. I got to have specialized knowledge. That brings about persistence. You want to continue because you have something. Number six, corporation, with yourself and others. When you cooperate, you gain more inside information. You get more inside scoop. That allows you to be persistent. Persistent. Again, persistent. That was number six, corporation. And number seven is focus. Focus, my brothers and sisters, is, again, the concentrating, the ability to concentrate all of your thoughts upon building and achieving the plan, the mission, the goal, the diaconia, the service, the ministry, the ability to focus one's attention is the result of what we call persistence. Now, a failure to recognize that and to define clear purpose leads to ineffectiveness and leads to a lack of being persistent. So to be persistent does require you to focus. To be persistent requires you to override procrastination. It requires you to get past your lack of interest. It requires you, again, to remove past your indecisiveness. Persistence, again, allows you to override, again, writer's block. Persistence allows you to override this feeling of self-worth and loathing and self-satisfaction. Persistence allows you to overcome the lack of organizing and planning. Persistence allows you to move forward in the face of fear and in the face of rejection. Persistence, being persistent, no matter what, you are always moving forward. If you are persistent, my brothers and sisters, if you are persistent, that means that you understand that you got a purpose. And your purpose, you got that purpose for an intention, which is what we call the reason. We call it the why. This allows you to be content. You're not just sitting back on your loins, but you know contentment means that you do not need outside assistance, that you have everything that you need for life and godliness. Persistence. You also know if you have persistence that you are organized. You got an organized plan that you are following. You're not just pulling this out of thin air. Persistence. Persistence also means that you got specialized knowledge, that you understand your purpose to the degree that you can share it with other people. Persistence. Persistence means that you are cooperating with other people. You're cooperating with yourself, first of all, and you're cooperating with others. Persistence. And last but not least, persistence means focus. Focus is the ability to concentrate all of one's thoughts on one plan, one attainment, one goal, one definite chief aim, purpose. Gives you this word, persistence. My brothers and my sisters, we must be careful because one of the things that can stymie persistence is fear, fear of criticism. Fear of criticism leads to procrastination. Procrastination, again, has the ability to prevent you from, again, our definition, persistence means that you are in it to win it. It is a slow, step-by-step process of always moving forward. And the only thing that will prevent you from moving forward is you. Fear, doubt, unbelief will stifle your ability to move forward. Persistence is the master key of success. Persistence says that I refuse to stop engaging in with effort. Persistence means that I'm going to continue steadfast with a mental disposition that's based upon my purpose and my plan of action that's going to allow me to overcome all opposition. Persistence, I refuse to quit. Persistence means I'm going to abide continually, steadfastly. I am going to stand. And having done all, I'm going to stand. Persistence means that everyone got a plan until their plan meets opposition. Then you need persistence. Because your plan, when it meets opposition, if you don't have a plan for the plan to overcome the opposition, you are dead in the water. Persistence is the ability to stand. Persistence is the ability to continue. Persistence, my brothers and sisters, persistence is the ability to not freak out and make no, you know, knee-jerk reactions or no poor decisions because adversity decides to show up. Persistence is the ability to say, okay, no problem, adversity. Got something for you. Persistence is the ability to continue to steadfast and firmly maintain your focus on your purpose, your destiny, and your dear Kenia, despite all of the opposition, despite all the naysayers, despite all the other people who are saying this can't be done. Persistence and tenacity is what makes business successful. Nothing will be successful unless there is persistence, because persistence allows you to keep moving forward whenever your plan doesn't work. Persistence allows you to keep moving forward despite your plan. Persistence means that you are going to adapt and overcome. Persistence is simply understanding that I am going to override anything that gets in my way. I will find a way. Persistence says where there is a will, there is a way. Persistence. Sustained effort over time. That is the key to success. Persistence, my brothers and sisters, persistence is the key to success. If you cannot be persistent, again, it's not sporadic, it's not irregular. Persistence is a sustained effort over time. Persistence, a sustained effort over time. Persistence, a sustained effort over time. Persistence, make sure that your business, that your organization is empowered and is endued with persistence. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Pick up a copy of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, which breaks down this word, persistence. Also, join me in my 2012, the year of establishing the temple. The year of building the temple. I have 10 books that I'm releasing this year that are not available to the public. Each book is $499 each. If you join me on my 10-month program, again, we will knock off $2,000 off the total cost of these 10 books. Each book is about an esoteric topic that we are discussing in 2015. This information is so dangerous that it's not being sold to the general public. For more information, please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. Because it always, he would never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
If you so negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even gotta curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is dipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that